Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Pixels and Dice podcast. I'm your host, Scormus. Now today, I'd like to talk about role playing. Now, I'm not talking about video games, especially not retro games here. I'm talking about when people say role-playing, they think D&D, don't they? Dungeons & Dragons, bunch of geeks sitting around a table, rolling dice, and, you know, basically acting out, not in person, but, you know, they have character sheets, and they talk like they're characters, and they pretend it's all in their mind and all this, and yeah, all that geeky stuff, right? Actually, I'm going to go a little farther. We're going to talk about live-action role-playing today. Well, we're really talking about role-playing in general, but I want to focus more on the live-action side of things, because I think they get a pretty unfair shake when it comes to society at large, but also from the role-playing community itself. And I think it's unfair, because, you know, my description that I just gave of, well, role players, they sit around a table and roll dice and pretend, and that's so geeky, and that's pretty much the common conception of society has for pen and paper tabletop role players. Okay? They're looked down upon to a large degree by most of society. It's not well understood. They don't get that these kids are, I shouldn't say kids, these people, because I'm still role playing and I'm pushing 50. So it really doesn't know any age barriers and whatnot, but these people are out enjoying themselves doing a activity that is way more fun than just, you know, your Tuesday game night. Okay? People that role play tend to do better in math. They're more imaginative than a lot of people. I just go on and on. There's studies about how role players excel in school. Now, some people could say, well, maybe that's just because the smart kids tend to get shunned, so they group together and start doing stuff the smart kids do, like playing role-playing games. You know, which is the cause of the other? I don't know. But the point is, yeah, role players are smarter than you. Go watch your football, you stupid jock. How about that? Anyway, so role players are already shunned to a large degree. It's at least looked down on, unless you look at some of the evangelical churches who think it's the devil's work. And yeah, we won't even get into that ball of fur. That is just, ugh. I remember the whole Memorial Majority thing in the 80s and how stupid all that was. But whatever. That's a discussion for another day. Anyway, as bad as tabletop pen and paper role players have it, live action role players have it so much worse. Because they're out in public to a large degree, dressed up as their characters, acting in character, doing combat, or just, you know, talking and interacting with each other in character. If you think society can't handle a bunch of folks sitting around a table rolling dice and having a good time, how do you think they react to people running around the park dressed as vampires? Yeah, it's not so good. Live-action role players get harassed by the cops. They have people taunting them all the time, chasing them out of the parks. It's just, not a good scene. But what's worse? Quite often, live-action role players get looked down upon from their own community, from role players as a whole. You'll have people I know that are into tabletop role-playing, but oh, they'd never do that live-action stuff. That's stupid. Really, guy? Really? You're going to go there. You're going to say that you think live-action role-playing is stupid when I will guarantee you 100% that every single person who has ever picked up a 20-sided die and played a tabletop role-playing game has at least thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to be able to dress up like my character and go out there and actually swing my sword and do this, you know, in person? Oh, that'd be so cool. Everybody thinks about it. Everybody. Some of us are actually brave enough to go out and do it. Some of us have whole societies built up around it. Whole big communities. How do you think the Society for Creative Anachronism came together? It was from people that wanted to do live action role playing, to actually live history. Now, you'd say, well, that was before role-playing games. That was in the late 60s, you know. That was well before D&D, and, you know, that's not really fair to compare the two. Isn't it? Isn't it? Sure, maybe they're not rolling dice or doing some other mechanic to determine how their interactions work out. But you tell me that anyone at an SCA event isn't role-playing, I'll call you a liar. To your face. That's role-playing. Anybody in character at a Renaissance fair? Oh, they may just be acting. No, that's role-playing. They are portraying a character in live action for the overall enjoyment of the group. That's all role-playing is. That's all live-action role-playing is. Is you're portraying a role that other people can portray their role and interact off of each other. It's interactive acting. That's it. There's nothing to make fun of here. In fact, anybody that makes fun of those people, I pity. Because it's stupid. Do they make fun of Brad Pitt? How he interacts with his actors on his movies? No. Why would they? Well, he's just an actor. So are these people. They're out there having... Oh, they're not making movies, although sometimes they are. Sometimes their interactions are being filmed. Huh. What do you have to say to that? Anyway, I guess it bothers me the most that you've got people in the role-playing community, in the gaming community, who look down on live-action role-players. Not everybody, of course, but there are some. And it bothers me because I know that it's hypocritical. I know it is. But it's also... Even if they can say, well, I never considered doing such a thing. Role-playing is just to be done, you know, sitting around a table. That's the only place for it, with your dice and your character. There's no place for it to be done, you know, to be acted out. That's stupid. All right, fine. I'm going to take you at your word. I'm going to believe that that's actually what you believe. Let's go with that. You believe that there's no room in the role-playing community for somebody that wants to go out and live-act their character. Really? Then why should it be okay for you to sit at a table and do it all in your mind, interacting with people around the table? It's a slippery slope here, buddy. If you think there's no room for live action role playing in society, then what's for that person outside scoffing at you to say there's no room for people like you to sit around a table and role play? Pick up some magic cards and play a real game, they say. Okay, fine. So now you stop role playing and you go to just playing, let's say, Magic the Gathering or some other card game, or let's say Warhammer 40K, some war game, but you're playing a tabletop game. Oh, play poker like a real man. You see the slippery slope this all creates? Because really, if you think that one activity, there's no place for it in society, that there's always somebody further down the line who's a little more radical than you, who thinks what you like, that there's no room for that. And then there's somebody even further down the line that thinks there's no room for what the other person likes. And so on, and so on, and so on. Which is why I so strongly support the furry community. I know, we're not even talking about furries today, but I gotta mention them, because they're basically further out than the live-action role players, okay? They are considered basically the far fringe of the role-playing community. There may be further out beyond that, but my vanilla ass hasn't found it yet. Okay? But as far as I've seen, furries are openly taunted and harassed everywhere they go. And I personally am not into getting into a fursuit and portraying that character. But let's be honest here. What is the difference between somebody getting into a fur tiger suit, okay, and playing like a tiger, than somebody putting on a wizard hat and robe and portraying Zoltan the Mage down at the local park with their friends? What difference is there? None. To be honest. Oh, but one seems just a little childish and weird. Oh, it's just, you know, those weird tabletop role players went and did it a little further. They went there, they're going out and doing live action. It's weird, but at least we recognize it. Furries, they don't recognize. It is a complete different thing. And they associate it with weird sex and just, oh, it's creepy and weird and we can't have that. So you have people trying to set off cyanide bombs at furry conventions. Like happened a couple years ago while people were sleeping, somebody set off a bomb, a device that released cyanide gas onto several floors of the hotel. It didn't work, thank God. But they could have killed or maimed hundreds of people. Why? 'Cause that furry stuff ain't natural. That's just weird. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, it's all rednecks who are against furries. I'm just saying. The voice of intolerance is a loud one. Okay? It is loud, and it is boisterous, and it is very, very public. And when you add to that, it makes it so hard for those people to put on their fursuit and go out and enjoy their recreation. Or for someone to put on their wizard hat and robe and go out to the park and do their live-action role-playing with friends. It makes people want to put away their vampire teeth, not put on their makeup and go to that party. And who the fuck are you to decide that for them? I thought this was a free country. I thought this was a country where people could go out and do what they want to do, as long as they're not hurting nobody else. And let's be honest, furries aren't hurting anyone. Live-action role players aren't hurting anyone. Even the ones that want to share blood and do that, as stupid and weird as I think that is, that's my opinion. And I'm not going to share it with them because they're doing something consensual, which is between them, consenting adults, doing their own thing. Would I do it? No. But I, go ahead, y'all. Have fun. Be careful. You know, try not to catch tetanus or some other horrible thing. Okay? You know, I'd prefer you not, but I don't have to watch either. What you do, what you do, go on. Have fun with your bad self. Great. It's none of my business what they do, to be honest. It's none of your business either. Because they're not hurting anybody. Just like you, sitting around a table, eating chips, drinking sodas, rolling dice, and playing your character, playing your Pathfinder, your D&D, or your Call of Cthulhu, or whatever you're playing. It doesn't matter. You're just enjoying yourself, and like skateboarders say, skateboarding's not a crime. Well, role-playing isn't a crime either. And I don't care how you role-play. You want to role-play with your significant other or whoever in the bedroom? Go for it. You have fun. You want to do it in a fursuit? Go on. Have fun. You want to do it, well, not that, but you want to be out at the local park dressed up as your character and having fun, as long as you're doing it safely, not breaking any laws, you go ahead and have fun. You want to do it sitting around a table, doing your pen and paper role playing. Have fun. Go for it. I'm all for that. But when somebody says, well, that's just not right, we gotta put a stop to that, that's when I put my foot down and say, motherfucker, you step back. It's not your place to say. When you can show that they're harming someone, that they're breaking a law, that they're doing something illegal, fine. I'll listen to what you got to say. But when you see some people out in the park dressed oddly, oh, let's think of the children, and you call the cops on them? You know what? I hope the cops went, checked them out, went, said, hey, pretty cool boffer weapons. Nice. You guys being safe? Cool. Hey, well, somebody called in a complaint. You might want to just, you know, try and stay out of public view a little more. You know, just, you know, whatever. Maybe have a talk with the locals. Let them understand what you're trying to do. We're going to go talk to the person that called in a false complaint and, you know, explain to them how they wasted our time now. Thanks, bye. I would love to see that happen. But more often than not, those cops are harassing those people, are giving them a hard time, telling them you can't do that in the park, even though they can. There's nothing wrong with it. They're not hurting anybody. But they'll tell them you got to take that elsewhere. You're not allowed to do that here in front of God-fearing folk, in front of the children. What would the children think? Well, the children might think that's pretty freaking awesome. That guy's got a cool-looking sword, and they're having a sword fight. I'm going to watch. Sure, those are foam-padded weapons. Nobody can get hurt with them, but it's really cool. Oh, you might give little Timmy the wrong idea. Maybe little Timmy wants to go and look into D&D and get himself some dice and start hanging out down at the gaming store on Saturdays learning how to roleplay. Can't have that, can we? See, that's part of my problem. When you've got pen and paper roleplayers or anybody in the gaming community that looks down on live action folk, and you know, oh, we can't have that. Really? Because a lot of those folk are advertising for you. They're bringing in new roleplayers. They're bringing in people that otherwise wouldn't have considered playing D&D or Pathfinder or Call of Cthulhu or what have you. They never even would have heard of it from their parents. But because they saw these guys out in the park doing live action, whether they were SCA guys doing practice fights, or it was just a live action group, or vampires, or whatever, doesn't matter. If that little kid hadn't seen that, maybe he wouldn't look into it or ask them, hey, how'd you get started with this? And they say, hey, D&D, you can get that done at the local game store. You might want to check that out. And that kid goes in there and starts on a whole new adventure and becomes the next generation of role players. So that you, Mr. I just started role playing a couple years ago and I'm just getting into this, and maybe someday you're going to want to be a game master yourself. Maybe little Timmy is the one you're going to be running a game for. So, yeah, y'all might want to rethink your biases here, people. Just saying, okay? That was a little bit of a short rant, but I'm running out of steam here because still sick, not feeling great, been sleeping most of the day. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a really short episode today. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus, and generic catchphrase ending.